Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tim Restall, the president of the Hartford Yard Goats, joining us here in Brian and Company. Tim, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Brian. How you doing?
I'm good. You know, I'm curious, when it's Portland or Somerset, you know, Portland being the Red Sox and Somerset being the Yankees, do you see, like, is there a palpable difference in interest and even attendance at the park?
Well, I'll say this. Last night at the game, there was a lot more Yankee apparel being worn than I've seen in a long, long time at when we play Somerset. So we definitely can see the Red Sox and Yankees fans come out. And it's even interesting when you see the Orioles fans come out when we play Bowie and you know, the Pirates fans. So, but definitely, I would say this year there's more Yankees fans coming out to watch the prospects versus the Red Sox.
Yeah, I'm also curious. I mean, I don't know what your answer would be. But, you know, since I have kids who are teenagers and, you know, a couple of them are, you know, interested in cards and so on and so forth, it's always been you go to AA games, you see the future. I mean, we have people who've played in this area in the Hall of Fame. I mean, get your Joe Mauers of the world and what have you. But now it's almost like, it's different. The business side of it is different. I mean, is the autograph seeking the same as it always been? Is it different?
I would say it's always the same as it's always been. We get a lot of fans that will come out and bring cards and try to get them signed. And, a lot of kids that want baseball signs and such. And, we get oftentimes a lot of requests for specific players that we don't handle autographs. So we make sure we tell the fans the best way to get the autographs and such. And I would say it's probably about the same as what it's been in the past.
Got it. Promotion. So you got tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday and Sunday against Somerset. What can fans expect? I know Saturday night is the Roberto Clemente and the winner hat. What else do you have?
Yeah, I mean, tonight's country night, so that's going to be exciting that we, we're playing Somerset, the Yankees affiliate. So, you know, a lot of, you know, unique foods and music and such. And then tomorrow's strikeout, cancer with a kid. They're getting apes when they enter the ballpark. Roberto Clemente celebration night on Saturday with the Nats and post-game fireworks. And Sunday, kids run the bases. So it's just, you know, there's only, you know, 16 games left this year. And then plus playoffs. So we're at 17 games minimum. And, you know, it's been great weather all week. So, you know, last chance to get out and enjoy the summer before it slips away.
Yeah. I mean, last time, as I said, I was at Fenway, but last night must have been a gorgeous night at the Dunk. We're talking with Tim Restall, president of the Hartford Yard Goats here. I'm Brian and Company. Can you just explain to me how does the playoffs work?
Yeah, so it's the best of three series, and we're hosting game two because we won the first half championship. So the season's broken up into halves. So on June 23rd, we secured the first round, a home game for the first round playoffs. So game one will be played, and right now it's either going to be Somerset, looks like, based on the standings in the league. And so they will play, we'll play them, and then we'll be an off game, and then we will be back on Thursday, September 19th to play the second game at home.
Now, if you win the series, like, what is the, how many series do you need to win the championship?
It's division and then it's championship. So it's a two series playoff, and then it's best of three. And the way the home field advantage goes for the championship, it rotates every year. So this year, if the Yardbirds make it to the championship will be decided in Hartford.
Huh. And they're both three-game series.
Both three-game series, yeah. Yeah. Wow. You know, they wanted to do playoffs in minor league baseball, but it's also, you know, it's also about development, and it's also about getting players ready for major league baseball. So it's something that that they worked on, and it's been for the last 3-4 years, and the teams like it, the fans like it. It's a very quick playoff. You know, it's not going for another, you know, month like, you know, some sports do.
All right. Are there still, I mean, are there a lot of tickets left for that playoff game?
Yeah, we were just looking at it yesterday. We have a little bit of hospitality left, which is always great, and we do have some individual tickets left. So it's, you know, the best place to go for that information is yardgoodsbaseball.com, and, you know, be part of history. I mean, it's going to be a lot of excitement with regards to, you know, having playoff baseball for the first time in downtown Hartford.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, if I can't imagine who's listening who hasn't tried it, but I mean, all you have to do is, and for me, I still even compare it to last night. I love Fenway and I love walking over to the stadium and it's great, but like, you know, baseball for fans, honestly, there's, my wife is she cheers and people look at her like she's got three heads. I mean, a lot of people are there for the social side of things. And so if you're there to have a beer and talk to the people you're with, there's no better place to do it than Duncan Park. It's way less expensive, and it's super easy to get in and out of Hartford. And if I'm going to be there, I might be there tomorrow night. I'll definitely come by and say hello.
Excellent. Well, you know, Brian, I'm a Red Sox fan too. I just, you know, the one thing that we have that's much different is that we don't have a 2-hour commute after the game, right? I mean, that's the big piece that I always say. So.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty banged up this morning, so I get it. I'm exhausted. Thanks, Tim. We'll see you hopefully this weekend.
Awesome. Thanks, Brian.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.